You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
And welcome back, everybody. A fantastic girls game first, with Oxford winning over Cherry Valley Springfield 38-36. Coach, we're back here for the Butler Auto pregame show. We can only hope that the boys lives up to that. Also, the boys game last year was tremendous between SK and Richfield going to OT. And we always kind of get spoiled this time of year with some of these close games. But this ought to be an interesting and fun one here between SK and Southern Cayuga.
Yeah, two good teams that certainly have had a good year to make it this far. And both very well coached and athletic, so looking forward to a good matchup.
Of course, this is our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area. They also have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. I'll run through these starting lineups first. Here for the Southern Cayuga Chiefs, they knocked off one seed Morris in the semifinals to get here. Sophomore number 1, Isaac Brozon. Senior number 10, Nate Thurston. A senior number 15, Logan Batzer. A senior number 20, Brandon Vanacore. And a senior number 21, Brandon Ryan, for head coach Ryan Vanacore. On the other side for South Courtright and head coach Aaron Kaufman, a senior number 1, Troy Dienich. A junior number 5, Darren Dengler. A junior number 11, Connor Carino. A senior number 12, Josh Anderson. And a senior number 14, Adam Champlin. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll have tip-off set between South Courtright and the Southern Cayuga Chiefs for the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship here from SUNY Delhi on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Experience financial freedom. Consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment with SFCU.
We have consolidation loan rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Now is the best time to consolidate your personal loans from other financial institutions and higher rate credit cards into one low monthly payment.
With fewer bills to pay, juggling debt becomes easier and saves you money.
So become financially free with a consolidation loan from SFCU. Rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Apply online at sfcuonline.org or visit one of our 10 convenient locations.
Federally insured by NCUA. Approval based on creditworthiness. SFCU. Banking easier.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Just a couple of scores I wanted to catch you up on. Union Springs girls defeat Moravia 52-32. And the Cooperstown girls won in Section 3, so it'll be Union Springs versus Cooperstown at the arena next Saturday. Oxford girls will also be playing at the arena next Saturday, so we should be able to bring you those games from the arena next Saturday. And we'll see what happens here with the boys. So again, South Courtright, the number 2 seed. Southern Cayuga, the 4 seed. SK in the home whites with the royal blue trim. Southern Cayuga Chiefs in the road red with the white trim, and we're underway. SK wins the opening tip. Here's Connor Carino, takes it to the rim, misses the shot. A rebound for Brozon here of the Chiefs. These teams got some history, which we can explain throughout the contest. Here's Vanacore to the rim. He missed it. Out of bounds. They're going to stay with Southern Cayuga. These two teams played in the Section 4 Class D Soccer Championship, went all the way to PKs, went extra rounds, and the Chiefs came out on top. So the rivalry continues between these two. Turnaround shot here for the Chiefs, rattles in and out, and a rebound for Josh Anderson, who tweaked his ankle in the semifinal, but boy, he looks clean here in the early going, Coach, as a three for Anderson is short off the front of the rim, and boy, the track meet continues. Back down the floor for the Chiefs with Nate Thurston. That's intercepted by Connor Carino. Carino taking it coast to coast. His shot's a little short as well. Rebound for the Chiefs. Boy, what a pace to start this game. Here's Vanacore trying to go into the teeth of the defense. His shot is short. Second chance is up off the glass and good for Logan Batzer.
Yeah, I watched Anderson in warm-ups. He seemed to be moving pretty good. Didn't seem to favor that sprained ankle from the sectional semi.
We're a minute in. South Courtright trailing 2-0 to Southern Cayuga. Into the top of the key for Darren Dengler. Now to Carino. Comes off of a screen. Straight away three for Carino. Too strong. Rebound for Dengler. Tap back out to Carino, who had 44 in the semifinal victory. Carino hits a three on the right side and buries it for his first points of the night. And SK leads 3-2 with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Chiefs across midcourt with Nate Thurston. Back to the top of the key. Here is Brozon, the talented sophomore, into the paint. Blocked there by Dianich, and South Courtright comes away with it. Stolen back by Brozon, and then a reach-in foul here on SK on Darren Dengler. 6:20 to go in the first quarter, and the SK boys lead 3-2. The sectional championship, pretty packed house here at SUNY Delhi. Maybe the biggest crowd we've seen so far as we are here at midcourt. Chiefs will look to float it in, and it's intercepted by Troy Dianich. Then Brozon got it back at midcourt and was able to hold on, but then SK finally gets a steal. Hot potato there on that possession. Carino across midcourt, stutter steps, changes speed, pull-up jumper, in and out, rebound for Brozon. And shot out of a cannon back down the floor for the Chiefs. Brozon steps through, his floater off the glass, no. Rebound Josh Anderson, back out for Troy Dianich. He wants to take it to the rim, and Dianich gets it to go. And South Courtright leads 5-2 with 5:45 to go in the first quarter here over the Southern Cayuga Chiefs.
Anderson's ankle, I think, is pretty good. He skied pretty good to get that last rebound.
Here is Vanacore. Comes through, steps, and cannot get the shot to go. A rebound for Dengler. Outlet pass for Connor Carino. Carino in transition. Boy, a lot of speed, but Vanacore was able to match it that time and took it away. Vanacore in transition, cannot get the shot to go, and was fouled on the floor with 5:25 to go here in the first quarter. South Courtright boys leading 5-2, and we want to recognize again our special sponsors that are helping us here tonight be on the air, including Clark's Farms Creamery in Delhi, as well as Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, and Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney. Here's Southern Cayuga trying to take it to the rim. On the left low block, knocked out of there by Josh Anderson, and here comes Adam Champlin down the right side of the floor, and SK is going to absorb a foul here as Brandon Ryan picks that one up. And the pace has been very fast here in the opening going, Coach.
Yeah, neither team wants to set up and run offense. They just want to get out and go.
5:10 to go in the first quarter, 5-2 the score. South Courtright boys leading Southern Cayuga. Right wing side for Connor Carino, to the inside for Darren Dengler. Back out for Champlin, and his pass is knocked away there by Thurston. Thurston tracking it down, but then off his fingertips. Oh, they're going to say it stays with the Chiefs. Wow. The Chiefs tapped it away, and it rolled out of bounds. They're going to say it stayed with the Chiefs. Somehow last touched there by the Rams. Southern Cayuga with the ball. They try to go to the high post, intercepted by Dianich, and ahead now for Carino. He beats the defense back and scores on a breakaway layup. And Carino puts it up and in. Timeout taken by Southern Cayuga. Good start for the Rams. SK leads 7-2. 4:45 to go first quarter here in the sectional finals on CDO.
Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sportsfield Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
4:45 to go, first quarter. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, brought to you by one of our special sponsors, SFCU. It also includes Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart as a special sponsor and the South Courtright School and Community Organization. Out of the timeout, Chiefs with the ball, looking to get it across midcourt. They do. They go to Vanacore, who's an 1,000-point scorer. Had his pocket picked, though. Carino ahead for Troy Dienich. And Dienich off the glass and good. And the runouts have been great here for the Rams, Coach.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job of making that outlet pass to somebody that's got a lane to the hoop there. Left two buckets on nice outlet passes.
South Courtright leading 9-2. 4:15 to go first quarter. Brozon for three. It's off the side of the rim. Skying for the rebound is Anderson. Outlet pass for Carino down the left side. Carino stops and pops the college range three off the front of the rim. Rebound for Dienich. Up off the glass. It's good for Troy Dienich. And it's all falling for SK right now. They lead 11-2. 3:55 to go first quarter. Back across midcourt here for the Chiefs. And they'll go to Brozon to the high post for Vanacore. Stops. Has to kick it out. Thurston left side three in front of the SK bench. It rolls out. Anderson, another rebound. Boy, he's been tough on the glass so far. It's like Anderson with four early rebounds here. Connor Carino directing traffic. 3.5 to go first quarter. Rams on top, 11-2. Now for Dengler to the interior for Dienich. Pass was too hard, out of bounds, and going to go back to the Chiefs. There's that catcher's arm from Dengler showing it off. Probably one of the best catchers we have in Section 4 right now. He's tremendous. 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Chiefs trailing the SK Rams 11-2 here. And now another steal by Carino. Left side, shot out of a cannon, wants to take it to the rim. It was deflected, but Champlin was there to gather up the loose ball. Now to Carino in the corner. Another three, got it with Vanacore right in his eye. And Carino's got eight, and he looks hungry today. 14-2, SK on top with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Vanacore now across for Nate Thurston. The Chiefs are in trouble here in the early part of this first quarter, trying to find their way. A nice step through by Vanacore, and he finishes. Great play.
Nice finish.
Vanacore cuts the lead to 14-4. SK on top with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Carino to the right side, leaving it off for Champlin. SK slowing it down a little bit here on this possession. Now a chest pass to Carino. Carino comes off of a screen, floats one down low, looking for Anderson. Popped out of there, and a steal by the Chiefs. Ball loose on the floor, and SC will come away with it. Here's Southern Cayuga at midcourt to Brozon. In transition, floats it down low and up off the glass, and good here for Brandon Ryan. Makes it SK 14, Southern Cayuga 6. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Off of a screen now for Carino. A pass to the interior on the right low block for Anderson. Back out Champlin, steps through, tries to shovel one through for Dengler, and it's out of bounds. With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's SK 14, Southern Cayuga 6.
Southern Cayuga doesn't seem to be showing any panic. I believe in the semifinal, Morris got out to an early lead on them, and they just kept playing, kept battling, chipping away.
They play in a very tough conference. They're battle-tested. Would not expect them to go away quietly. Here is Anderson with a floater in the paint. That won't go, and a rebound for Vanacore, but the outlet pass is stolen by guess who? Carino, a nice fake, takes it to the interior and scores. Carino's got 10 in the early going, and it's 16-6 with a 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Brozon across midcourt will feed one back to Vanacore. The defense has been turned up here by SK in the first quarter, but now Southern Cayuga with a shot down low. It's too strong. Shovel pass ahead here from Champlin to a spinning Carino, and he finishes in the paint. And Carino's got 12, and he will not be denied here in this first quarter, and it's 18-6.
Really nice pass there by Champlin.
Another baseball-style pass there for the Rams. Vanacore in the paint. The floater too strong. Rebound Champlin. Shovels one ahead again for Carino. It bounced off of his face here, actually. And it goes to Brozon. Brozon to the interior. A floater for SC won't go down, and it's out of bounds. Tough break there for Carino as that ball wailed him right in the face at midcourt on a deflection. 57 seconds to go, first quarter. Rams up 18-6. Chiefs will float it in to Brozon. Left wing side. He'll pull up for three and hits it. Brozon with a good-looking shot there. Makes it 18-9 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Champlin directing some traffic. And we'll go to Carino on the left side. He wants a college range three. Carino left that one a little short, not enough on it. And the Chiefs with a rebound. Brozon across midcourt, trying to make something happen. They'll dish one here into the right corner for Vanacore. Now back out for Nate Thurston. Thurston with a drive, spinning up and under. No, Dengler with a rebound. Dengler dribbles out of trouble, ahead for Carino. He somehow keeps it in bounds. Back out to Anderson, dribbles behind the back. Pull up for a long two off the right side of the rim. This one pinballing around and finally scooped up by the Chiefs. 3 seconds left. Brozon at the buzzer, a floater, no. 18-9, South Courtright boys on top at the end of the first quarter. Great start for the Rams here in the sectional final, and we'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Start of the second quarter. SK boys lead 18-9. Coach B, your thoughts on an exciting first quarter there?
Well, they certainly get up and down and throw the ball around and, you know, pretty solid athletes out here on the floor. Both teams very quick, athletic.
Chiefs with the ball. Brozon to the right side. Floats one back across for Thurston at the top of the key. Thurston to the high post for Vanacore. Steps through, a jumper from in close. No, second chance for the Chiefs is punched away. Vanacore will try for a third time. And now we're going to have a jump ball. And it's going back to the Rams. And Champlin knows he dodged a bullet there.
But, I mean, even though South Courtright got out to a red-hot start, Southern Cuyahoga is only down 9. I mean, they're still right there.
Yeah, Chiefs, an experienced team, a lot of firepower. We saw them come back against Morris. We'll see what they do here today. A runner from Dianich in the paint. Not sure how he even got that off, and it went in too. Dianich has got a sneaky, quiet 8 points here. Really, it's Carino with 12 and Dianich with 8. That's been the difference here for SK. They have all the points. Chiefs with the ball to the right side. Here's Brozon. He wants a screen. Comes off of it to the left elbow. Now to Thurston in the corner for Southern Cayuga. Inside for Vanacore. Working on Anderson, and he finishes with a nice move down low.
Yeah, really nice move and a left-hand finish there.
Makes it 20-11. Back the other way. Dianich is fouled as he tried to take it to the rim for a left-handed layup. And this will send Troy Dianich to the line. Trent Cole going to check in here at the next opportunity with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. And Dianich to the line. His first shot is good. Dianich played a key role on last year's team for the Rams, which made it all the way to the state semifinals before falling. And he's really stepped up big again this year as a senior. Rams leading 21-11. And second shot rattles in and out. Rebound, though, by Josh Anderson. Lays it in. Big rebound for Anderson.
Yeah, Southern Cuyahoga had it, and they just lost it. Anderson was right there to pick it up and put it in for two.
6:40 to go, second quarter. Ball at midcourt for Thurston. Here for Southern Cayuga. Floating one down low. A little kiss off the glass is up and good for Dan Davis off the bench. Makes it 23-13. 6:25 to go, second quarter. Carino walking the ball up the floor. Glances up at the scoreboard and settles in. Carino, chest pass, far side. Anderson, shimmy shake, takes it to the rim and scores again. Anderson with another solid move.
Really strong drive there to the basket.
And with 6:05 to go here in the second quarter, the Rams increase their lead. Vanacore takes a shot at the line, and it's knocked away here for Trent Cole. Cole ahead now for Dianich, and he scores. Dianich is able to put it up and in. He's got 11 now. I do think they finally have the score figured out on the board, and it's 27-13. Vanacore takes it inside and scores. Boy, SC won't go away. Here's Dianich back the other way. Again, takes it to the rim. Shot won't go down. And then a steal by Dengler. Stole the outlet pass. Back to Trent Cole into the safe hands of Carino. Coach Kaufman saying to pump the brakes here for a minute. With 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Here is Carino at the top of the key going for Josh Anderson. Anderson steps into the paint. Back out Carino. Vanacore's right in his shorts here on defense. Carino steps through, dishes into the corner. Dianich for a jumper, rattles in and out, rolls around the rim, and then SC got a rebound but stepped out of bounds with 5:05 to go in the second quarter, and South Courtright leads 27-15. Some more special sponsors today include Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair in Davenport Center, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. Thank you to them for today's sponsorship. SK to the high post. Here for Anderson. Floats one. Carino in the corner for three. Off the back of the rim. Dengler slaps the rebound to Dianich, who steps in and scores. Dianich with 13. And it's all falling right now for SK. They lead 29-15 with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Chiefs across midcourt with Brozon. To the high post for Vanacore. Near side Thurston. He wants a three. Good-looking shot. Won't go down. And a rebound for Anderson. Anderson with a long pass ahead for Dianich and just saves it in time to Carino. Wild series of events here. Into the corner for Carino. In and out on the three. Pops high up in the air and a rebound for the Chiefs. And the pace continues. Here's Vanacore trying to step through. And his layup is good. And Vanacore's got eight. And Southern Cayuga will take a timeout. With 4:12 to go in the second quarter, SK boys lead 29-17. And we'll be back here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
4:12 to go in the second quarter, and the SK boys lead Southern Cayuga 29-17 here in the Section 4 Class D Championship game live from SUNY Delhi. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here. Here is Trent Cole, far side for Connor Carino, spinning, takes it to the interior, missed the shot, Dengler with a rebound. Back out Trent Cole, his pull-up jumper, busts off the side of the rim. It's no good, but Cole gets his own rebound, and the ball out of bounds will stay with the Rams. Last touch by the Chiefs. 3:50 to go before our halftime break, which will be brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. SK will get it in. They try to pump one to the interior here for Anderson. He gets tied up, and a reach-in foul is going to be here on Southern Cayuga on Brandon Ryan.
That's his second.
Thanks to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com as well here today. Pull-up jumper for Cole in the corner, and he hits it. Trent Cole is able to hit that shot from downtown off the bench. 32-17, Rams on top with 3.5 to go here in the second quarter from SUNY Delhi. Vanacore to the right side for Brozon, steps into a three, and it blanks off the back of the rim, taken away by Connor Carino on the rebound. Again, shovel pass down low, Champlin up and underneath, and he's fouled on the right low block, and Champlin will head to the line with 3:17 to go in the second quarter, but couldn't hit the shot. Team foul situation right now is 4 for Southern Cayuga, 2 for the Rams. Champlin will settle in and hits the first one at the line for SK, his first points here of the afternoon. South Courtright settling in, Champlin going for his second shot. And Champlin shot at the line. No. Rebound. He's able to gather it up himself. Pushes one back out for Carino, who's going to reset the offense here. Chest pass to the right side for Josh Anderson. They try to little give and go, and it's taken away by the Chiefs. Back down the floor for the Chiefs. A turnaround shot in the paint. Wildly off. Rozon can't get the rebound. Last touch by Anderson. It'll stay with SC. 2:58 to go, second quarter. During our halftime report, we'll have WCDO intern Hannah Bonskowski with us to update us on some of the stats here from the first half. Just about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Chiefs with the ball off the inbounds. Vanacore left it short. Anderson ahead now to Carino. He wants the run. Carino to the interior and is fouled at the right low block. With 2:48 to go in the second quarter, now Carino to the line. And SK's had a lot of luck getting to the rim here and drawing some contact, Coach.
Yeah, they're doing a really nice job of just attacking the rim and saying to Southern Cuba, hey, you got to stop us.
So Carino will step into the line. He's got 12 points so far, all in the first quarter. This is his first points of the second quarter. He came out and was playing very aggressive in that first frame. Second shot coming here from Carino at the line, and this one is up and good for Connor Carino. He's got 14. Makes it 35-17 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Chiefs with the ball, and they'll float it to the near side for Vanacore. Vanacore looking for some options, now to the high post, and this one is off the mark, and Vanacore is fouled underneath by Trent Cole. And so Vanacore will step into the line here to shoot two. Team foul situation, 5 for SC and 3 for Courtright.
Vanacore is very, I would use the adjective crafty to describe him. You know, not super tall, not doesn't look super quick, but he's left-handed. He's got like kind of like an old-school type game. Very good player, difficult to guard, especially because he's lefty.
9 points so far, I would agree, Coach. Looking for 10 here at the line, and we gave him the broadcaster's curse. He misses. Rebound for Trent Cole. South Courtright boys leading 35-18. And here's Champlin trying to go end-to-end. Lost control of the ball. And we're going to have a jump ball here at the last minute. It's going back to the Chiefs with 2:27 to go before halftime. In case you missed it, the girls' game was a wild one earlier with Oxford defeating Cherry Valley Springfield 38-36. Oxford was ahead by as many as, I believe, 11. Cherry Valley chipped back and had a chance to tie it at the buzzer but could not hit. Vanacore is able to get the ball in the paint, taken away by Cole, but then stolen back by Thurston. Chiefs try to pump one to the interior here for guess who? Vanacore, and he's blocked by Trent Cole. Ball is loose again, and the Chiefs will scoop up the loose change, and then a reach-in foul on the backside on Connor Carino. With 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, his first personal. Want to thank all our sponsors today that help us to bring you playoff basketball, including Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart and the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney. Chiefs with the basketball. They'll work it to the inside, and a pull-up jumper is short here by Logan Batzer. And then a foul, I believe, on Anderson on that rebound. So his first and the team's fifth.
Really nice pass there on the out-of-bounds play by Southern Cuga. They flipped the screen and had a good look at a layup, but just couldn't finish.
Chiefs will work it in. They go to Thurston and out of Brozon on the left side in front of the SK bench as Southern Cayuga goes right to left. A spin move in the paint. Turnaround shot is blocked, and Anderson is able to scoop it up. Anderson with an outlet to Dianich, and then he travels. With a minute 40 to go in the second quarter, it'll go back to Southern Cayuga. So the pace has slowed down a little bit here.
That was a really smart play there by the Southern Cuba defender. He just kind of took away the angle there for Dianich and forced him to travel.
Chiefs will work it in. They go to Vanacore in the corner. Oh, that was just a little too strong, but he tracks down his own rebound. Goes back to Vanacore, and it's taken away. Carino, shot out of a cannon. Back down the floor, steps through, takes it in. No, Dianich, that also won't go. Boy, it rolled on the back of the rim, and now Southern Cayuga will grab the rebound. Thurston to Vanacore. Steps in and is fouled on the floor with a minute 18 to go here in the second quarter. And now the fouls piling up a little bit here for South Courtright.
And that's two on Carino.
So two on Carino with a minute 18 to go in the second quarter. Looks like Carino's going to come out. Jack Burns going to come in at the next opportunity. Brozon in the corner, a left side three for Southern Cayuga is good for Isaac Brozon, and he's got six. Makes it 35-21 with 1:05 to go in the second quarter. Here is Champlin. Now back to Carino. Right side, Trent Cole wants a three and hits it. Trent Cole with a three, but he's going to get the technical foul for celebrating after that shot. 56 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and a foul on Trent Cole, the technical foul, for a little extra celebration after that three-pointer. And this is going to send Brozon to the line for Southern Cayuga. 38-21 our score. A big shot there by Cole, but just a little bit too much on the celebration, and Coach Kaufman's letting him hear about it. Brozon to the line, and his first shot is good at the line. Coach Kaufman and before him, Bob Van, they don't have any tolerance for that. So he let him know about it. Brozon, yes, hits the second. And it's 38-23 with 56 seconds to go in the second quarter. That kind of steals some of that momentum back, too.
Yeah, and especially if Southern Cayuga can get a basket here. I mean, if they get a three, it's a 12-point game. And it doesn't seem like it should be a 12-point game.
Chiefs will get it in. They go to Thurston on the right side. They're in the red with white trim. Brozon, little jump stop in the paint, rolls in.
Nice
died
shot
on the back of the rim and went down. So Brozon's got 10, and it's 38-25. Champlin holding on to it with 35 seconds to go here at the top of the key. Champlin, little crossover, pulls it back out. 20 on the shot clock, 30 on the game clock here, second quarter. SK Boys leading 38-25. Cole will now go to Jack Byrne in front of the SC bench. 10 on the shot clock. They go down low for Troy Dianich. Back out for Champlin. 5 on the shot clock, and he had it stolen by Brozon. Down the left side of the floor, and he lays it up and in. Brozon with 12. Cuts it to a 38-27 lead. SK with 5 seconds left. Into the corner. Dianich for 3. Hits it. Dianich with 16. And it's 41-27, and SK steals some of that late momentum back from the Chiefs heading into the dressing room. Wow, what a stanza there, Coach.
Yeah, that was a big shot there for South Courtright, because Southern Cayuga has been on a 6-0 run there with the two free throws and then the two other baskets by Brozon. So that was a big three there by Dianich to kind of give him a little bit more of a cushion going to halftime.
We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few moments. Our halftime score, SK Boys leading Southern Cayuga 41-27 in the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back soon on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today.
Be sure to like us on Facebook.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's halftime here at SUNY Delhi in the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game. The South Courtright Boys lead Southern Cayuga 41-27. And it's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember that Mirabito has been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Scoring in the first half, first for the Chiefs of Southern Cayuga, 12 for Isaac Brozon, 9 for Brandon Vanacore, and then 2 apiece for Dan Davis, Logan Batzer, and Brandon Ryan. On the other side for South Courtright, 16 for Troy Dianich, 14 for Connor Carino, 6 for Trent Cole, 4 for Josh Anderson, 1 for Adam Champlin. We will welcome in Hannah Bonskowski, our WCDO intern. Hannah B., on the South Courtright side, what's sticking out to you rebounding-wise so far?
Josh Anderson has 6 rebounds. It almost seems like every time there's a rebound, he's always jumping in for it, always fighting hard for it.
Anybody else on SK's side? I know Darren's been pretty active underneath.
As always, I mean, they're pretty tall, so they get lots of rebounds. Troy Dianich has 4, Darren Dengler has 3, Trenton Cole has 4, Connor Carino has 2, and Adam has 1.
And anything in the steals department for the Rams?
Definitely a lot of steals. Darren has 3, Trenton has 2, Connor has 4, and Adam also has 1.
On the Southern Cayuga side, anything standing out? They've been pretty balanced on that side.
Yeah, they're all balanced throughout the whole set sheet. I remember that from the last time we watched them play. They all do their job. There's nobody that really, like, sticks out to me on that team. They just do what they need to do for their teammates.
Before we let you go here, a wild finish to that girls' game. Being that you have played both those teams during the regular season, your thoughts on how that all played out? Were you surprised today, or could you have flipped a coin coming in?
I was just having this conversation with my mom on the way here, actually. I was like, I really don't know who I want to win because, you know, Oxford beat us in the first round. Cherry Valley beat us pretty good during the regular season. I have friends on both teams. Honestly, I think it was a 50-50 shot of who was going to win. There were some big plays, big shots that were missed, big shots that were made for both teams. But I'm happy with the outcome. Congratulations to Oxford. I know that they can probably go pretty far and continue to win. And, yeah.
I think the Oxford girls are going to have a good chance. They will play next Saturday at the arena. The time is to be determined. And usually that's a favorable matchup for Section 4. I don't want to put any voodoo out there in the world. But, you know, I think Oxford could have a nice road to potentially get to the Final Four, which would be great. And it's also going to be fun. I think we're going to be able to do a couple of games at the arena next Saturday. Union Springs girls will be playing Cooperstown. So congratulations to the Hawkeyes on winning the Section 3 title as a 2-seed over Weedsport. Cooperstown started the year 0-3, and since then they have just been on a tear, and they win the Section 3 championship today. And we'll put up more information later tonight on Twitter and on natelull.com to get you some more information on that. And we'll see what the SK boys do as well. That will be interesting because whoever wins this, Southern Cayuga or South Cornwall, it's going to have to play a sub-regional game on Tuesday in Yorktown. And then if they win that, they would play in the regional, I believe, at the arena next Saturday. So we could have potentially three games to do at the arena next Saturday. So it's going to be a lot of fun, potentially. All right, Hannah B., thanks so much. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. South Courtright boys lead 41-27 over Southern Cayuga, and we'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Beware the Ides of March.
But you don't have to worry at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge. They're celebrating all March long. Reuben's will be on the menu for the entire month, and every Saturday night will feature a pasta special. Every bun on the menu can be replaced with a fresh bagel from Everything Bagelry. Jerry's Inn is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's Inn is celebrating St. Patrick's Day, March 17th and 18th, with a corned beef dinner special both days. And remember, Reubens are served all March long.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back as we start the second half. Southern Cayuga with the basketball. Vanacor will take it to the teeth of the defense. Back out, Brozon, three in and out. And a rebound, going to be a foul here underneath on the Chiefs on Dan Davis. And we got a technical foul here on the head coach, I believe, Ryan Vanacore for Southern Cayuga. He must have said something about that foul call. as Carino's going to step to the line here as the Rams now go right to left here in the second half, and he hits the first one. 15 now for Carino. SK is in the white with the royal blue trim here today. Southern Cayuga in the red with the white trim. And Carino's 2 out of 2 at the line, and they'll get the ball. And Vanacore still chatting with the referees down there with 7.5 to go in this third quarter. Interesting here, Coach, this time of year, now we're seeing refs from different areas come in and do these games, so these are officials we are not familiar with.
Some of them look familiar to me. I don't know if I've seen them on the AAU circuit or in my years as a coach in other leagues, but they look familiar. I think they're doing a nice job.
Here's Carino with a pull-up jumper from the foul line. He's really making them pay. He's got 18. SK pushes it up to a 45-27 advantage. Chiefs will come through to the right side. A little step here and into the right corner. Back across Brozon from Thurston. A three. Yes. Shooter's touch there for Brozon.
Yeah, nice soft shot up there. Hit on the rim about 3 times and trickled in the basket.
6:55 to go in the third. It's 45-30. Here is Carino. Slices through the defense, finds Troy Deanich in a reach-in foul on Vanacore. And to me right now, it looks like Southern Cayuga is frustrated.
Yeah. They need to get a stop and then see the ball go in the basket again down at the other end. I mean, again, we've said this before. I mean, it's a 15-point lead for South Korea, but it feels like a lot more than that.
Rams looking to work it in, and they do to Carino in the corner for a three. No, off the front of the rim. Rebound for the Chiefs. And an outlet pass to Thurston down the left side. Slices one through for Brozon. He holds on to it. Tries to go to the interior. Taken away by Darren Dengler. And ahead now for Carino. Carino with a little scoop layup. Missed it. Good hustle back by the Chiefs to make that a difficult angle. Brozon wants a three. Steps in and hits it. Brozon's been very good today. He's got 18 points now. 18 of the 30. For Southern Cayuga. It's a 15-point game. South Courtright leading 45-30. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Champlin into the corner. Josh Anderson for three. That one's too strong, and Brozon with a rebound. Here come the Chiefs.
It should be 45-33, I believe.
I know they've had a couple of snafus on the board here today, so we'll see if maybe they catch up with that. Brozon left side will piece one down low for Davis out of bounds.
They're calling the officials over. I think they got a problem with the board.
5:55 to go here in this third. And yeah, it looks like we do have a problem with the scoreboard here. So that seems to be that maybe something is frozen on there. So in the meantime, we're going to take a break with the SK boys on top here, midway through the third quarter in the sectional finals on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We have the scoreboard fixed here. Rob Monroe working his magic from the SUNY Delhi Athletics Department. And SK then dribbled it out of bounds, so Southern Cayuga will get it back with the Rams leading 45-33 with 5.5 to go in the third. Chiefs trying to make a run here with Brozon hanging in the paint and hitting. And Brozon's got 20.
Yeah, he's really got it going here his last couple possessions.
It was the third quarter in that Southern Cayuga Morris game that was so impressive for the Chiefs. Here is Troy Dianich, a three, yes, from the left side, and he answers. And Dianich has got 19, and he has been an X factor today for SK. And it's 48-35. Brozon down the right side of the floor. SK trying to make him work for it. And I think Coach Kaufman is going to put Champlin on Brozon here to make sure that they try to quiet him down. Vanacore to the right side. Fishing one off for Thurston. And now back to Brozon, to Vanacore in the corner. He wants a three. Yes! Vanacore hits that one. And he's got 12.
They're not going away.
10-point game, 48-38. Anderson, pull-up jumper, too strong. Rebound for the Southern Cayuga Chiefs. Lots of time left with 4.5 to go in the third, and Carino slaps that one out of bounds as the Chiefs try to advance it up the floor.
I mean, like we said earlier, do you think this, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's a 10-point game.
No, it really doesn't. It feels like it has been SK leading by, you know, more like 20 or so, but Southern Cayuga's done a great job of hanging around, giving themselves opportunities. Thurston back out, a three from the right side is off the mark there for Logan Batzer. A rebound for Anderson. Ahead now to Carino. Stops, pops, three of his own. Is too saucy. Rebounded. Kicked back out. And a takeaway here by Vanacore. Vanacore's off to the races. A little up and under and is fouled by Adam Champlin. With 4:07 to go in the third, SK leading 48-38. And this Southern Cayuga team, we've said it all along, they play in a very tough league. They're battle-tested, going up against very good teams like Moravia and Newfield and Tioga and Marathon, you name it. All those teams from out west that are super tough. So here is Vanacore at the line, hits the first one. Vanacore's got 13, and with 4:07 to go in the third, the SK boys, their lead's down to 48-39. Vanacore stepping in for another one. Champlin with two fouls will head to the bench. Trent Cole checking back in. Big second shot coming for Vanacore at the line. Vanacore settles in and cannot get that one to go down. And a rebound for Connor Carino. Carino floating down the floor on the right side. Chest pass. Trent Cole fresh off the bench. His three is short off the right side of the rim and out of bounds. Back to the Chiefs.
Kind of get a little sense that maybe South Florida has taken a little like lapse here, like a little relaxed, and Southern Cayuga is just still plugging away.
Brozon will dish one for Nate Thurston. Now to Vanacore, another key possession here for the Chiefs. 3:40 to go. Brozon at the top of the key. Now for Thurston, a little up and under, and yes, rolls in for Thurston. And the Chiefs will not go away, and South Courtright's going to take a timeout. 48-41 with 3.5 to go in the third. Still got a ball game here at SUNY Delhi on WCDO.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. The Southern Cayuga boys slice into the SK lead with 3:30 left in the third. It's a 48-41 advantage now, Coach, for the Rams.
Yeah, Southern Cayuga really has the momentum on their side here. Doing a nice job executing on offense and putting the ball in the basket.
3:25 to go in the third. Here's Carino out of the timeout. Tries to take it to the rim, and it's partially blocked. And Southern Cayuga will come away with it. Back down the floor for Thurston, who just scored on the last possession. Southern Cayuga pumps it to the interior. A miss. Anderson with a rebound. And then it's taken back here by the Chiefs. Vanacore to the interior. He puts it up and is fouled by Anderson. With 3:05 to go in the third, Anderson picks up the foul. And Southern Cayuga just seems to have the momentum. SK kind of getting away from that running game that we saw early where they were just flying down the floor. Vanacore to the line. His first shot is up and good. And they are slowly chipping away at this lead. Second shot coming at the line here for Vanacore. It's 48-42. And Vanacore hits. Vanacore's got 15, so it's Brozon with 20 and Vanacore with 15 for the Chiefs. On the other side, Deanich with 19, Carino with 18 for the Rams. 48-43 game. Deanich into the paint, wants to take it inside, and he is fouled with 2:52 to go. Deanich has been very strong here today.
Yeah, he's really played a good game. He's driven the ball hard to the basket. He's also got out in transition a little bit, and he's made some threes, so he's had a good ball game.
2:52 to go in the third. And Deanich will settle in. His first shot at the line is good. Deanich has always been a guy that when a team is focusing on Carino or Anderson, he seems to be the guy that somehow picks it up, picks up that little extra edge so that you can't just focus on those two. Deanich will settle in here, and his second shot is good. We didn't curse him. 21 for Deanich, and it's 50-43 with 2:50 to go in the third. Brozon down the left side of the floor now for Southern Cayuga to Vanacore. Takes it right to the rim. Missed. Anderson with another rebound. Outlet pass Carino. Can the Rams get their mojo back? Carino stops and pops in the paint. Too strong. Rebound Deanich. There he is. Baby hook. No. Second chance as Deanich got a rebound. Kicked it back out for Carino. Carino on the left side. Had his pocket picked there by Vanacore. Vanacore off to the races. Stops and gets the layup to go down. Vanacore with 17, and it's 50-45 with 2:15 to go in the third. Carino across midcourt, directing traffic, and will dish it for Deanich. Into the paint, and he is fouled at the top of the key. Foul's going to be on Brozon. Here's our team foul situation. 4 on Southern Cayuga, 2 on South Court right here in the second half. Deanich will work it in. Finds Anderson. A little set shot, and he buried it.
Good execution there by South Corey on the out-of-bounds play.
52-45. Rams leading Southern Cayuga with a 1:55 to go in the third. Brozon back across for Thurston. Chance of defense from the South Court right side. Now to the right side here for Vanacore. Back to Brozon. Looking for options. Gets a screen. Far side Thurston. Steps in for a three-ball line drive. No. Rebound for Trent Cole, and then a reach-in foul on Thurston as Cole just beat him to that ball with 1:35 to go in the third.
And that was a good-looking shot right off the back of the rim there for Southern Cayuga. I think that was a little bit of a frustration foul. I mean, he hustled hard for the rebound, but he just cut him off.
1:36 to go in the third. It's 52-45. And Connor Carino will come across midcourt, right side. As South Courtright goes right to left. Anderson wants to take it into the defense. Outside Deanich. 3 off the back of the rim. Rebound Vanacore. Vanacore quickly down the floor. A left-handed layup is just a little too strong. Brozon with a second chance. That's off and out of bounds and going back to the Rams. The Chiefs wanted a foul, and they don't get it there from the Zebra Crew.
I think they'll want that little transition back there. They had two good chances at a layup. Didn't come up with anything.
Coach Vanacore for Southern Cayuga already has one tee, and he's really been on the officials. The one official just said to him, I've had enough. So we'll have to see how that plays out here with 1 minute to go here in the third. Carino at the top of the key, directing some traffic here. He's being very patient, looks up at the shot clock. Now to the left side for Deanich, for Anderson. 10 on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. Straightaway three for Carino, yes. Huge shot there from Carino. He's got 21. And it pushes that SK lead to 55-45 with 35 seconds left. Third quarter to Thurston. Now to Brozon trying to answer. Left side stops. Jump stop. Puts it up. Not enough air underneath it. And then a jump ball on the rebound. The arrow is going to keep it here, I believe, with Southern Cayuga. And again, the officials had to talk to a couple of players there after making that call. I think they've had enough.
And yeah, they're just getting frustrated.
25 seconds to go here in the third. Brozon gets it into Thurston. And to the high post. Now for Vanacore. Pump fakes to the interior. Little up and under on the lefty. Shot, no. Rebound. Hard working there for Logan Batzer, and he puts it in.
Good sportsmanship there, though. One of the Southern Cayuga players helped up South Courtright guy.
55-47. 8 seconds left, third quarter. Carino wants a screen. Comes around it, stops, tries a three, and it's a little too strong. And Dengler cannot get the shot off before the clock expires. Fourth quarter coming up. South Courtright boys lead Southern Cayuga 55-47. And we'll be back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, SUNY Delhi, Nate Lullen, Coach Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web streams courtesy of SFCU. Several other special sponsors today include UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich and UHS Delaware Valley Hospital of Walton, as well as Gerster's Tripoli Towing and Repair in Davenport Center. Moravia boys lead Tioga 55-44 as they start the fourth quarter in the Class C game, just to give you an update. South Courtright boys leading here 55-47. Trent Cole takes it to the rim and scores to start the fourth quarter for South Courtright. And Trent Cole's got 8 points, and it's 57-47. Brozon across midcourt. Can the Chiefs rally and get back into this game? They've been doing a great job in the second half. Brozon, a shot, it's too strong. Ripped off the far side of the rim, and then a foul on the rebound. Going to be on Connor Carino.
It's his third.
Anybody else in foul trouble here, Coach? Either side.
Brandon Ryan, number 21, Southern Cayuga, has three.
A steal by Dianich, and then he's able to take it coast to coast. Troy Dianich with 23 now, and a great steal. I don't know even how he kept it in bounds. And then went in for the layup to make it 59-47 for SK. The mountain getting taller to climb here for Southern Cayuga, but Brozon says, I gotcha. Answers back, a huge three there for Isaac Brozon. And it's 59-50. Timeout taken by the Chiefs, and we'll step away here early in the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 59-50. South Courtright boys on top of Southern Cayuga. Out of the timeout, it's tipped out of bounds by the Chiefs. It's going to stay with the Rams. They'll be doing the inbounding on the baseline here with Connor Carino. Carino fakes, gets it into Champlin. Now we'll go to Trent Cole. They work it around the wheel and to the far side. Carino, that three, no good. Champlin, a rebound, and his chance, no. Anderson, a third, that won't. Cole, yes. Fourth time's the charm for Trent Cole. Great rebounding by the Rams. Cole's got 10, and it's 61-50. 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rams need to stop on defense. Vanacore to the baseline, dribbled it out, but it's off of South Courtright. So it'll stay with the Chiefs. Oxford girls winning Section 4 Class D earlier today. A 2-point victory over Cherry Valley Springfield. Who will win this boys' game? Brozon to the interior. His shot, no. A rebound here for the Chiefs. Yes, up and good there for Brandon Ryan. 61-52 with 6:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Champlin directing traffic. Chest pass far side, Connor Carino. Now for Josh Anderson, back to Carino, tiptoeing along the baseline. Now he's able to pull it back out here for SK. 6 minutes to go. Carino slicing through the defense. A Euro step and he scores.
That was a really nice move.
Carino staying on his feet and scoring to make it 63-52. Brozon has the ball at the top of the key. Far side now for the Chiefs as they try to go down low for Vanacore. Left low block, up off the glass, no. Rolled off the front of the rim, out of bounds, going to stay here with the Chiefs. Couldn't find the mark.
Looks like there was some contact there, but the referees didn't call it.
5:37 to go here in the fourth. Chiefs have the ball with Thurston on the baseline. He'll look to get it in and does to Vanacore. Nice pump fake off the glass and in.
That is that old school game.
Every old guy in the gym loving it right now. Look, use that glass, young man.
That's right.
5:25 to go in the fourth. It's 63-54. Rams have the ball straight away. Now they go to Carino on the right side. Carino, who probably has the opposite of the old man's game, steps up three straight away off the back of the rim. Couldn't get it to go down. It bounced off. Chiefs with a rebound. Brozon in transition will pull it back out and floats a pass to Thurston. Pump fakes inside Vanacore. Back outside into the right corner. A little short there for Brozon. Rebound Champlin. Bounce pass ahead for Carino, and he gets fouled down the right side with 4:55 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Carino will head to the line.
That was really good ball movement by Southern Cuba. They just couldn't finish.
And Carino will step in to shoot two here. Here's our leading scores, 23 apiece for Dianich and Carino for SK, 10 for Trent Cole. As Carino's first shot at the line is no good. On the other side, 23 for Isaac Brozon, the sensational sophomore for the Chiefs, and 19 for the senior, Brandon Vanacore. Cole's going to come out here for South Courtright. Darren Dengler back in. With 4:55 left here in the sectional championship game, Rams trying to go back-to-back after winning last year against Richfield Springs. And the shot at the line is good for Carino. He's got 24. And SK leads by 10, 64-54. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Brozon across midcourt. Stepping in, left side on the elbow for Vanacore. Works one back out, Thurston. Three ball, yes. Nate Thurston dials long distance there and makes it 64-57 with 4:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Carino down the right side. And South Courtright goes right to left. Keeps it on that right side here with Josh Anderson. Steps through, lays it up and in for Anderson. What a move.
Good, strong move to the basket.
Makes it 66-57 with 4:15 to go in the fourth. Brozon across midcourt as Southern Cayuga in the right with white trim goes left to right. Chiefs on a baseline drive. Now back off Vanacore. Takes it to the interior, hits it and scores, and is fouled and will head to the line. Vanacore with 21, and he just continues to produce here for the Chiefs. 4:05 to go in the fourth. 66-59 our score, and Vanacore trying to keep the Chiefs in this one. They keep climbing the mountain, and he adds to it here as Vanacore puts it in. He's got 22.
It's only a two-possession game here with 4 minutes to go.
66-60 with 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Carino across midcourt, and a timeout's going to be taken by head coach Aaron Kaufman for the Rams. We'll be back, 3:55 to go on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3:55 to go. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream today brought to you by SFCU. Some more special sponsors include Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Oxford and Sydney, Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair in Davenport Center, as well as Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart and Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Out of the timeout, Rams have the ball right in front of their own bench as they go right to left. Here's Anderson in a traveling violation. He's going to give it back to Southern Cayuga. And they have life here, Coach, only down six.
Yeah, let's see what they have on this possession here. They need to be patient. They don't need a three. Just need to get a good shot, have a successful possession.
3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Chiefs to the left side of the floor. A three ball here could be huge, and it goes in. Shooter's touch there for Logan Batzer. And it's a three-point game, 66-63. An unlikely guy to shoot a three, but he buries it.
I think South Curry was surprised he shot it.
Anderson to the left side. Now back to Cole, to Carino. Shovels one to the interior for Anderson. Baseline drive, gets stuck in a tough spot here. Gives it back to Cole. And then a reach-in foul here on Vanacore, and he gets teed up. Vanacore reacting to the call, and he gets teed up with 3:13 to go. He might have gotten away with it, but he slammed the ball, too.
Yeah.
And that was tough. He left the official no choice. So 3:13 to go in the fourth.
And now?
Who are they going to send to the line here? So it's going to be two shooting fouls here, right, Coach?
Yeah, well, you got one and one first. So you have to shoot the one and one first because you have to go in the order of the sequence that the fouls occurred.
Trent Cole hits the first. This is a huge, huge play in this game. Cole, two out of two.
Now they'll shoot the technical. And then South Curry will get the ball.
Wow. So what went from a three-point game, and if Vanacore gets that steal, who knows? Carino at the line cannot get the first. SK leading 68-63. Carino stepping in for the second shot here from the technical, and he hits that one.
And a lot of times you'll see if that situation occurs, if the first shooter makes both, the coach will just say, hey, just stay there.
Right. 69-63 now. So South Korea has ballooned this back up to a six-point game, 3:13 to go in the fourth. Head coach Ryan Vanacore still arguing something over here, Coach.
I think they're questioning how many free throw shots they got, but the first foul, Southern Cayuga has eight fouls, so the first one was the one and one. Then they shot the technical.
That's what he's explaining here. Coach Vanacore saying, okay, I think I got it now. Fans behind us not happy from the Chiefs side of things. I think it makes complete sense, though. 3:05 to go here in the fourth. It's 69-63. Carino quarterbacking this play. He's chewing up some time here. 3 minutes to go. They're not giving him any pressure. Finally, now they do. Carino to the right side for Dianich. Back out for Anderson. 15 on the shot clock. 2:50 to go, fourth quarter. Carino to the rim. Can't get the shot to go, but he is fouled, and we'll head back to the line. Well, his place was ready to explode if he did hit that shot. Carino back to the charity stripe. With 2:47 to go here in this fourth quarter, it's 69-63. And Carino settles in with 25 points, 26 now. He had 44 in the semifinal game, and he joined the 1,000 career point club. So it's been a fun week for the Carino family. Connor at the line, cannot get the second one to go. Ball tapped out. Vanacore has it. Down the floor here for Brandon Vanacore. Steps through, up and under. Yes, he hits that to make it 24 points for him. And it's a five-point game. South Korea boys lead 70-65. Coach Vanacore telling his team to get up a little bit. Here is Carino back out near midcourt. Closely guarded by Vanacore. Carino into the corner. Pushes one back out to Dianich. steps through, can't get that shot to go. A rebound underneath is put up and in by Trent Cole.
He's really been a difference today. That's at 12 points off the bench for him.
14 now for Cole. 14. Yeah, he's been big. 72-65, Vanacor with a three. Desperation heave, no. Rebound, Dianich. SK gathers it up as we hit 2 minutes left here at SUNY Delhi. Carino in the backcourt. Gets near midcourt. Works his way around Vanacor. Down low here for Cole. It's blocked, but Dengler's able to shovel it back over to Carino. His shot, no. Second chance. He's going to try to dribble out of there. Carino's got it. We got a jump ball. With a minute 45 to go here in the fourth. And it's going to give it back to the Chiefs with South Courtright leading 72-65. Champlin back in for Dengler. And again, the Rams on top, 72-65. All the credit in the world to the Chiefs. They will just not go away here. Great effort by both teams. Brozon across midcourt in that Delhi Broncos logo here at SUNY Delhi. Brozon straightaway three. Yes! Brozon with 26. And it's a 72-68 ball game. Carino dribbles through traffic and is fouled by Brozon for a bump with 1:32 to go right at midcourt. Carino's so good at drawing that contact in there.
The other thing that's important there is that is the 10th team foul, so it would be two shots.
And I know everyone in the whole world is going to look up and see 10 fouls for Southern Cayuga, 4 for SK. Just passing that along. Do with it what you want to do. Carino at the line, his first shot no good. He yells at himself. He wants that one back. Carino will settle in for the second at the line. As South Courtright trying to protect this lead with 92 seconds left. Carino 0 for 2 and a rebound by Southern Cayuga. They have life. Brozon down the floor. Thurston, a three as well, short. It buckled off the side of the rim. Anderson, a rebound, stolen back by Vanacore. Takes it inside, misses a left-handed layup. Ball out of bounds and going back to the Rams. Boy, both teams with chances there. And Coach Kaufman wants to take a timeout. 1:18 to go. SK Boys lead 72-68. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 1:18 to go. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on CDO today. Also WCDOsports.com. Hannah Bonskowski keeping stats for us. An exciting finish lays ahead, I'm sure. With the SK Boys on top, 72-68, the Section 4 Class D championship game here at SUNY Delhi. We'll take you the rest of the way. Carino at midcourt as SK goes right to left. Pass to Anderson. Back to midcourt. Now to Champlin. Tries a backdoor pass. A great one to Carino, and his layup won't go down. Oh, it rimmed out.
That was a great pass and just unfortunate for South Courtright.
55 seconds left. What do the basketball gods have ahead for us here in the last minute? A pull-up jumper is good here for Southern Cayuga. Logan Batzer with 9 points. It's a two-point game, 72-70 with 40 seconds left. Carino across midcourt. Carino left side will pull it back out and goes to Champlin. Champlin right in back into the breadbasket here of Champlin, or of Carino, excuse me. 30 seconds left. Carino gets through the defense. Throws one up, no. Anderson a rebound, kicks it back out to Champlin. Now to Trent Cole. There's only three on the shot clock. Carino a deep three. It buckles in and out. 13 seconds left, and then a timeout's going to be taken by the Chiefs. It looks like maybe Brozon traveled. And they're going to say that he got the timeout with 12 seconds left. 12.7, SK up by 2, and Southern Cayuga with a timeout here. Coach, we'll keep it right here.
Yeah, it looked like he traveled because he caught the ball, and then he kind of cupped the ball against his chest to call timeout, timeout. But very smart play there.
But did he take a step?
I don't think so.
12.7 left. SK on top, 72-70. What an effort by Southern Cayuga to get back in this game.
And now, I'm sure there's some people out there that are saying, well, geez, they should just advance the ball like the girls did earlier today. But the girls and the boys play different rules at the high school level in New York State, so the boys are not allowed to advance the ball. So Southern Cayuga will have to go the length of the floor here with 12.7 seconds left.
They've also proven, Coach, it's not just Brozon or Vanacore. They've had a couple of guys, Logan Batzer, Nate Thurston, who have hit key three-pointers in the second half.
And then the question becomes here, you know, are you trying to tie it? Are you trying to shoot a three to win it? I think you want to take a shot with about, I mean, you want to take the first good look that you have, but you want to give yourself a chance for an offensive rebound.
12.7 seconds left. Southern Cayuga is going to have to go the length of the floor. Some full court pressure coming here. Champlin is going to be following Brozon from the looks. Vanacore is going to run into the front court. Gets it back to Thurston at midcourt. Thurston passing down low. The ball is tipped away and picked up. A layup opportunity is off the mark. And then a foul with 4.7 seconds left. And who's it on? Foul is on the rebound. It's going to be on Trent Cole of South Courtright. So with 4.7 seconds left, ball underneath for Southern Cayuga. Thurston's going to be doing the inbounding. Can Brozon get free? They try to work it up top for Brozon. It's a deep pass. Brozon for three and the win. It's short, and that'll do it. That'll do it. South Courtright wins 72-70. The shot at the buzzer is off the mark, and the Rams go back-to-back and are headed to the state tournament with a 72-70 victory. Coach, take us through that last play there.
Well, they were trying to get something inside or have Brozon go to the left corner to get open, but South Courtright did a really good job defensively to take that away, and they took away the interior passing, so the only option left was to throw it out to Brozon up above the top of the key. He did a good job to get a shot off, but he had a couple South Courtright defenders on him. He tried to head fake, and then he got it up, but he just didn't have enough legs to get it all the way to the basket. It looked like it was right on line.
It did. Just not enough juice on that shot. And an amazing finish to this game. 72-70, we'll step away, and we'll come back with the postgame show in just a minute. But again, South Courtright boys are your Section 4 Class D champions. 72-70 over Southern Cayuga. We'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. They're handing out the medals here at the Section 4 Class D Championship game. 72-70. South Courtright boys hang on against Southern Cayuga. An excellent game by both sides. Really, Coach, as we were talking, the first quarter was the difference here for the Rams getting out to that big lead.
Yeah, they got out to that big lead, and we said all along, Southern Cayuga's not going to go away. And they kept chipping away. And they had a shot with the ball in the air as the horn sounded. If it goes in, they win. So tip your hats to them. They didn't give up. They played hard.
Wild that in the sectional championship in soccer between these two teams, it came down to a penalty kick shootout that went to extra rounds. Southern Cayuga won that day. Today it comes down to a final shot at the buzzer, and South Courtright wins in basketball. So these two teams, these two communities have been through a lot of heartbreakers and heart attack games together this year.
Maybe they can meet in baseball and settle the...
My goodness. Let's go through our scoring summary first here for Southern Cayuga. 26 for Isaac Brozon. He was fantastic. And Brandon Vanacor had 24. 9 for Logan Batzer. He came up big with some big shots in the second half. 5 for Nate Thurston. 4 for Brandon Ryan. And 2 for Dan Davis. On the other side for SK, 26 for Connor Carino. 23 for Troy Dianich. 14 for Trent Cole. 8 for Josh Anderson. 1 for Adam Champlin. Now, we're going to get into our three awards here. And just a reminder, if you are listening from Southern Cayuga, your guys played great, definitely deserve a bunch of awards. But in the essence of handing out trophies, we will give them to the team that we cover here in our coverage area in South Courtright. So we'll give out our three awards here. First, NBT Bank, the Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Let's go. Connor Carino today, 26. That's tied for the game high. He was tremendous. Had the ball in his hands at some key times. Could probably also go all-purpose for him, but we'll give him the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here.
Yeah, he helped them get off to a quick start there in the first quarter. I think he had either maybe 12 points in that first quarter.
He did.
So made a couple big threes to get him out of the gate. And as we said earlier, that was kind of the difference in the game. So fitting that he gets the offensive award tonight.
Next up, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local teams success this season. Oh, boy, for SK, I think I'd like to go with Trent Cole here, 14 off the bench. He was a real spark and just did a bunch of things that the Rams needed at key times.
Yeah, he got some key steals. He got a couple key offensive rebound putbacks late there in the fourth quarter. So I thought he was a big difference in the game coming off the bench, giving them 14 valuable points and playing solid minutes.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on to these young athletes. Troy Dianich, 23 points, well-deserving. As we talked about a couple of times, when the defense is so focused on Connor or Josh or somebody like that, he's able to come in and find a way to get it done here for South Courtright.
Yeah, he had a nice game. He's really difficult out there on the front of their little three-quarter court, 1-3-1 press. Tonight he was able to put the ball in the basket, some key baskets without him. I don't know if they win today.
Very true. So that is our three awards. Of course, a couple other guys with tremendous performances tonight. Josh Anderson, Darren Dengler, no points, but always working hard in there. Adam Champlin with some great defense as well. So South Courtright, their 10th title in boys' history, sectional title. So they will move on to the state tournament. They're going to be playing a sub-regional game, as they had to last year. This year it will be on the road. They will be playing down at Yorktown High School on Tuesday. If they win that sub-regional game, they'll be playing at the arena next Saturday in the regional round. So whether you love it or not, you got to play the sub-regional as a Section 4 Class D boys team. The girls have a bye through the sub-regional. The boys do not. So they'll be playing on Tuesday, a quick turnaround, against the team. I believe they're going to be playing the team that they played in sub-regionals last year. Greenberg North Castle, who's a talented team, and you got to go on the road to do it. So that's going to be interesting for the Rams.
And at this time of year, any team that you play is going to be had a successful season, and it's going to be, like I want to say, battle tested in a sectional type playoff. So there's no easy ones from here on out.
I agree, and we'll see what happens with our coverage I don't believe we would do that game on Tuesday on the radio. It might be something where we're doing live Twitter updates, etc. We will plan to be at the arena next Saturday to bring you a variety of different games for the girls and hopefully for the boys as well. So stay tuned this week to WCDO, and we'll give you all the updates on that. So, Coach B, thank you as always. A fun sectional run in the books here.
Yeah, you do a great job promoting the local sports here, not just basketball, but at all levels and all seasons. So on behalf of all the student-athletes and schools that you cover, thank you very much for your coverage and your time and dedication to our area student-athletes and schools.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we'll have to catch up tonight. A bunch of indoor track results from states today that I'll try to be tweeting my fingers off about. So it's going to be a fun night ahead catching up on some of those scores. I know that we've had some great results today in the state indoor meet as well. So a big thank you to Hannah Bonskowski as well for keeping stats today. For Craig Stevens and Jim Tomeo, he's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Vane Street studios. We will see you next week here on WCDO Sports.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.